Support comes from Studio Arts Boulder, a community art studio offering pottery classes for children, teens, and adults. Studio Arts Boulder is hosting a modified Chili Bowl event and fall pottery sale on Sunday, September 18th. Details can be found at boulderchilibowl.org.
Support comes from Neptune Mountaineering in Boulder, founded in 1973, a recreational retail shop for all things hiking, camping, and outdoors. Neptune Mountaineering hosts special events every Thursday night, which are open to the public. Registration and information at neptunemountaineering.com.
Hey there. It is 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I want to thank whoever did that Highway 322. That was just brilliant. Really a great selection of music. Thank you so much for that. This is, Roots of Jazz, the one night of month where we give Mr. Rummel, Jack Rummel, a night off so he can relax and rejuvenate to bring you the finest in ragtime music. Tonight I just have to start the show by paying tribute to Ramsey Lewis, who was, a pivotal piece of music in my life. So here we go with his biggest hit, The In Crowd.
Thank you.
my God. That is some funky A stuff right there. We lost a giant. Ramsey Lewis. That was Wade in the Water. And, of course, before that, if I had been thinking how much I loved Ramsey Lewis's music, I would have done the whole show about Ramsey Lewis. That would have been great. And we will revisit it. Oh, my God, from 1966 recording, Lord have mercy, some funky-ass stuff. But we're going to play some traditional jazz here for you tonight. My name is Joanne. It is the Roots of Jazz. Thanks to Damon, who's did that Highway 322. I did recognize your voice, but I went and looked and be sure that was you. Thank you so much for spinning that really great, diverse rendering of folk music. Here is some Kid Ory. We have two CDs from Kid Ory. The Green Room Recordings, San Francisco. I can't tell what year this was. But anywho, here's his version of Stormy Monday. Oh, I'm sorry, Stormy Weather. Only on KGNU.
Don't like where I do, just be no harm. Support comes from Paradise Found Records and Music, formerly Bart's Record Shop, Boulder's source for new and used music, buying record collections at the customer's location, located at 1646 Pearl Street and open daily at 11 a.m. More information at ParadiseFoundRecordsMusic.com or by calling 303-444-1760.
That was a song simply titled Blues, that Dee Dee Pierce and his New Orleans Stompers in Binghamton, New York. Yeah, I'll find out when that was actually recorded. But that was his wife, Billy Pierce, singing that that number. That was good. Let's see what this little booklet says. 79, 80, 81, and 82 at Harper College, New York. So we started the set off with Ramsey Lewis, In Crowd, and Wade in the Water from 1966. We went to Kid Ory after that, two by Kid. The Green Room, San Francisco, Volume 1 and Volume 2. We heard Stormy Weather and Do What Ori Say. And then we heard two by Dee Dee Pierce, When My Baby Smiles and Blues. And wow, that takes us up to a half an hour. Hey, listen, before I came here, I had some time to kill, and I was looking at the internets, and I saw that one of my favorite musicians from New Orleans, his name is Adonis Rose. He is the band leader for the New Orleans Jazz Orchestra in New Orleans, is in Denver for a performance with the Cleo Parker Dance Troupe. It's called Sacred Spaces, and it's Saturday and Sunday. And he's got some wonderful, besides himself, who is an extremely talented musician, he's got some New Orleans musicians with him. And this is a really cool thing, original music by Adonis Rose. So, you know, maybe he'll come on the Blue Show tomorrow, which I'm doing, of course, a little incongruous, but what the heck. We don't often have these great traveling musicians at our, well, let me put it this way. When we do have these great traveling musicians, we're going to get them on the air and have them talk about what they're doing. So this is really cool. If you want to get your tickets to it, it's a Cleo Parker is celebrating 40 years, 60 years, something like that. It looks just fantastic. So Saturday night, it's at the Ellie Calkin Performance Space, and it's also on Saturday afternoon. I'm sorry, Sunday, a matinee. So let's get back to the music. Ken is listening. Thank you so much, Ken. I'm glad you like that. I've got a bunch of George Lewis queued up now, one of my favorite clarinetists. And this one is from you know, I wanted to tell you who some of the musicians were with Kid Ory, because that's kind of important. Mutt Carey on the trumpet, Joe Derensberg on the clarinet, Edward Ory on the trombone, that's Kid, Buster Wilson on piano, Bud Scott on guitar, Ed Garland on SBS, and Minor Hall on drums. And then on this Dee Dee Pierce, it's Dee Dee Pierce on trumpet and vocals, Willie Humphrey on clarinet, Albert Warner on trombone, Billy Pierce on piano and vocals, and Cy Frazier on the drums. Very cool. 1962. Did I say 80s? No, it's a little too old. Sounded older than that. 1962, produced by the great Barry Martin. All right, now we're going to hear a bunch by George Lewis. This first one being Dumain Street Drag. It's kind of bluesy out here in this jazz world today because I like these slow drags and I like the blues. So here we go. I guess this is CD 2. Yep, here we go. Thank you.
Weary Blues, known as Shake It or Break It. Thank you.
Thank you.
for the sunrise.
That's good. Seven Gentlemen Traveling to Japan in 1963. That comes to us from George H. Buck Records, located at 1206 Decatur Street. While I'm down there, I tend to get a lot of this music too, so we can play it here on KGNU. That was Four by George Lewis. Domain Street Drag, Pork Chop, Shake It or Break It, live in Japan in 1963, followed up by The World is Waiting for the Sunrise. Wow, that's good stuff. That's good piano, huh? That's Joe Robichaud on the piano. A couple things going on here in the air studio. Our air conditioning's not working, so I've got two fans going in here. You know how everybody's always crazy about, oh, you'll hear a buzz. Oh, the audience will hear this. Well, I hope you're hearing this roar of these two fans I got running here to be comfortable. And that, my friends, is why we have a membership drive, so that we can fix this stuff. And everybody be comfortable. I apologize if you're hearing any background noise, but it's just it's pretty unbearable here. And also, for some odd reason, Terry wrote and said the music's real low. I have everything pushed up as high as it'll possibly go, with the exception of my voice right here. So I cannot let a show go by, particularly playing George Lewis, where I don't play his most well-known song called Burgundy Street Blues. And I'm going to play it twice because I love it. And I'm going to play it by George Lewis, and then I'm going to play it by Tom Sankton. And if you've listened to my shows before, you've probably heard me talk about Tom Sankton. He's a wonderful young man, and he wrote a song called, a book, rather, called Song for My Fathers, where he was coming up as rites of passage. So, you know, as a, coming up as a teenager into a young man, being taught by these great men of Preservation Hall, of which George Lewis was one. So we're going to hear a really lousy recording of George Lewis's classic Burgundy Street Blues, and then we'll hear a kind of a modern one where it's cleaner. And Tom just, you know, nobody can do it better than George, but Tom really fills it with every bit of heart and soul. So here's George Lewis's Burgundy Street Blues. Thank you. That's sweet. That was recorded in 2010. That's John Rankin on the guitar, Tom Sankton on clarinet, and Tom Fisher on clarinet as well. Hey, we're coming to a close here at KGNU. Roger is in the house with Swing Shift at top of the hour. I can tell you right now, it is 8:56. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Thank you so much. I want to give a shout-out to my friend Arlene, listening in St. John. Baby, hold on tight for them tropical storms. Again, Ken, who wanted to hear something, but I couldn't fit it in, Ken. And Terry, thanks so much for listening and letting me know you're out there. We're going to go out with a band called The Secret Six, and I think it's appropriate. It's called Clarinet Marmalade. Thank you, folks, and we'll catch you on the flip-flop. Nope, that's not the one.
You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Great lead-in to Swing Shift coming up now at 9 p.m. with Roger.
Support comes from Boulder Museum of Contemporary Art, presenting Art Mix 2022. This on-site exhibition and auction features over 100 artists and supports BMOCA and our art community. Art Mix takes place on Friday, September 16th. More information at bmoca.org. Support comes from Generation Collaboration, a youth-hosted podcast focusing on stories of leadership and change throughout Colorado. Generation Collaboration is produced by Denver nonprofits Youth on Record and Colorado Young Leaders and is available wherever you stream podcasts. More at youthonrecord.org/podcasting.
So you got the International Sweethearts of Rhythm playing Swing Shift, their notorious song and theme song that I always play at the start of my show. Now hang in there. Hour of swing music tonight. Considering the time of year it is, September, I thought I would open up with the rendition of September's song and then a bit of early autumn from Woody Herman. So here's some September song, and then I'll follow that up with early autumn.
Boy, it's a long, long time from May to December, and the days grow short when you reach September.